With KSJD News, I'm Daniel Reisel. The U.S. Drought Monitor has recorded no change over the past week for the Four Corners. This continues a season-long trend of little relief for the region. The Monitor's report says the effects of the weak monsoon season will continue to be felt, even with a healthy snowpack. Colorado Governor Jared Polis is picking a fight with hospitals over the rising cost of health care in the state. KSJD's Scott Franz reports from the Capitol.
Polis accused hospitals of using their profits to attack policies that would cut health care costs, including a new public insurance option. His administration released a report this week showing hospital profits have gone up 280% in recent years. The report also claims hospital operating expenses in Colorado are much higher than national averages. Lieutenant Governor Diane Primavera says hospitals should be held accountable.
We have not used the word greed. I think what we're trying to show is some business decisions that have been made by the hospitals that really haven't made a difference for people, the consumers who really need it.
Meanwhile, the Colorado Hospital Association has criticized some of Polis's healthcare agenda. They say his public insurance option proposal could destabilize the market. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
New Mexico is considering a reversal on language in its medical marijuana program that allows for out-of-state patients. When the program was passed, it did not include a requirement for in-state residency. State attorneys have said it was an error, and now Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham is supporting a bill to change it. Her spokesperson told the Albuquerque Journal that the change would make it easier for regulating the appropriate amount of cannabis to be grown. This is KSJD News.